Welcome back to the Better Lawns and Gardens second hour. We're in the Summit Responsible Solutions studios. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. And Lizzie, thank you for being here today and helping me.
Yes.
And so we're going to hear now from John Denver. And the dirty word of the day is waterlogging. And today's word is very relevant. Coming from last week's Hurricane Helene in North Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and even South Florida. Our next week's forecast is we're going to be getting lots of rain. Waterlogging is a terminology describing the saturation of soil with water, and it's regarded as being waterlogged when it has water for more than 2 to 3 days at a time, and it doesn't dissipate. It doesn't evaporate. It stays in the ground. It's just you have lots of water. And it's the air phase that is restricted, and you start to get anaerobic conditions. Water logging occurs when roots cannot respire due to excess water in the soil. It does not have to appear on the surface for it to be a potential problem. Waterlogged soils release increased amounts of nitrous oxide, a particularly damaging greenhouse gas. It occurs when the water is so wet that there's insufficient oxygen in the pore space, or the stomata, and for plant roots to be able to adequately respire. Other gases detrimental to root growth, such as carbon dioxide and ethylene, also accumulate in the root zone and affect plants. Plants differ in their demand for oxygen. There's no universal level of soil oxygen that can identify waterlogged conditions for all plants. In addition, a plant's demand for oxygen in its root zone will vary with its stage of growth. So the symptoms which stem from lack of oxygen in the root zone causes the root tissues to decompose. Usually this occurs from the tips of the roots, and it causes the roots to appear as if they've been pruned. The consequence is that the plant's growth and development is stalled. If the oxygen-depriving circumstances continue for a considerable amount of time, the plant eventually dies. More often, waterlogged conditions do not last long enough for the plant to die. It's waterlogged, but then it evaporates or it leaches out. It percolates and is gone. Once a waterlogging event has passed, plants start respiring again. As long as soil conditions are moist, the older roots close to the surface allow the plant to survive. However, further waterlogging, induced root pruning, and or dry conditions may weaken the plant to the extent that productivity may decline and the plant eventually dies. Unlike a hurricane occurrence, many gardeners who over-irrigate or water often do not realize their yards are waterlogged until water appears on the soil surface. However, by this stage, plant roots may already be damaged and may not recover. So waterlogging is the dirty word of the day, and I know you'll find some way to use it this week. And it happens during dry seasons with irrigation systems that are used too often or too long. So here's my best rule. Stick your finger in the ground. If the ground is cool, moist, or damp, you do not need to irrigate. And if your plant looks like it's wilting and needs water, it may be wilted from too much water and the roots are bloated and cannot absorb the water and does not have oxygen to respire. So, good piece of advice is next week we're going to be getting lots of rain. Turn your irrigation systems off.
What kind of shenanigans is that? Okay, if a plant turns yellow, it's either not enough water or it's too much water. If it wilts, it's not enough water, not too much water.
Everything is water. It comes down to water, literally. You know, I mean, if you use too much fertilizer and it doesn't have enough water, it'll burn the plant. Mm-hmm. If it's got too much water, it's not going to absorb the nutrition. So the nutrients. So, yeah, it's water is at the base of everything.
Yes.
In our landscapes. Yeah. So it's most important. But the weather, too, I just encourage everyone to, like on Sundays, look at the weather for the week. if we're going to get rain on Thursday, there's no reason to turn your irrigation system on Wednesday if you have odd numbers. If you have even numbers and it's going to rain on Wednesday, you don't need to turn it on Tuesday. So just a bit of advice. We need to get back to the basics, and learning what kind of weather we're having is the big best for it. That's how farmers do it. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Joining me right now is Heather Stickney. She is the National Sales Manager for Summit Chemical Company. She joined the Summit team in July 2023, but she has over 25 years experience in the lawn and garden industry that primarily works with companies that offer consumer solutions to pest problems. She enjoys planting container gardens in the spring to enjoy throughout the summer, but unfortunately, she has a brown thumb, so we're going to have to talk to her about that. She's based in Perrysburg, Ohio. Good morning, Heather. Thank you for joining us this morning. Go ahead, hon.
For having me. Good morning.
Wonderful. So how is the weather there in Ohio right now?
Beautiful here today. It's a little unusually warm for this time of year. To upper 70s today, I think they're forecasting.
That's nice.
It feels like fall has finally arrived.
That's wonderful. So now you are part of Summit Responsible Solutions sponsor family. You are a sponsor of Better Lawns and Gardens. But tell us a little bit about your background, about yourself.
I have worked in the lawn and garden industry for over 25 years. Represented a number of different companies, but for the last decade or so have really worked with companies that offer solutions to the consumer. So if you would have asked me in my younger days if I would be a quote-unquote expert in bugs, I probably would have looked at you like you had three heads.
So tell us about the benefits of some Summit Responsible Solution products.
I really enjoy about working with Summit is that we really walk our talk. We offer the consumer eco-friendly work. I think a good example of this is our mosquito dunks. At this point in the year, because standing water can continue to be a problem and mosquitoes can continue to be a problem, November. Our dunks and our
Heather, hold on just a second. You're going in and out. Are you on a cell phone? You're going in and out. Do me a favor, Heather. We're going to call you right back, okay? We're going to get the phone issue fixed. There you go. All right, Lizzie's going to give you a call back. So I want to make sure we hear her correctly. She's coming in and out, so I don't know what the cause of that is. Technology. Oh my goodness. I am not a technical person, so I do appreciate it. So Summit Responsible Solution Studios, the mosquito bits and dunks are a fantastic product as well. And so Heather's going to be talking to us about that, and we're going to get more from her on it. So we're just going to hold on just for a second and see if she's back with us. And Lizzie's going to tell us. I want to say thank you to Howie for letting us know that he heard Ken calling in, and Howie says hi, and we appreciate Ken mentioning Howie. So how are we doing? So
we're working on getting her back on.
Okay, hon. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And so real quickly, let me tell you what kind of herbs that you can be planting right now. And I do appreciate the pause here so that we can get Heather on and correctly so we can hear her well. Anise, basil, bay laurel and borage, cardamom, chervil and chives, coriander and dill and fennel, garlic, lavender, lemon balm, lovage, mint, nasturtium, oregano, rosemary and sage, sweet marjoram, tarragon, thyme, and watercress. So those are the herbs you can be planting right now. And we do have Heather Stickney back. She's with the National Sales Marketing Director for Summit Responsible Solution Studios. Heather, let's try one more time.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Now you're great. That's super. Okay, hon. Oh. So we were talking about the benefits of mosquito bits and dunks. And then you also have a product, Green Shield or Green Armor. And yes, and I think that's an important product to talk about right now, especially with the upcoming rainy weather, the standing water we have. Tell us about the Green Armor.
Green Armor is a clothing and gear treatment that repels mosquitoes, ticks, chiggers, and mites. So it's a ready-to-use that you apply to your clothing and gear, so pants, shirts, jackets, hats, shoes, tents, and it will help repel and kill mosquitoes and ticks, as well as chiggers and mites.
For how long?
Really,
this,
an added layer of protection.
It is. It's a really great way to protect yourself if you're going to be out. The volunteers, you know, hiking and working out in the fields, and you've got all these wild areas that you're in. It's great. And I was even telling someone who is an avid camper, this is something that you need to get because it works so well. And so, how long does it last for?
It will last through up to 6 washings. So you can treat your clothing, wash it up to 6 times, and it will still remain effective.
That's wonderful. I think that's just great. And so, you can put it on tents and your shoes and things like that. But safe for the environment, mosquito bits and dunks, and also your year-round oil spray. These are all products that are organic and work well in the environment, right?
That is correct. That is correct. We would not call Green Armor organic.
No.
Year-round spray oil and our mosquito dunks.
And
certified for organic gardening.
And so also too, Summit Responsible Solutions has a product. I've never talked to Bill about this, but it's called Cowpots. Tell us what Cowpots are.
Cowpots are kind of a fun product. They are pots that you plant, and they are made out of composted cow manure. So they really offer plants a little bit healthier start. Plant root systems can penetrate the pots, so they grow right through the plant or the container walls. You can plant them right in the soil. And they have the added benefit of adding some nutrient value to the soil when you plant.
That is great. And that's a wonderful idea. And so they can start the seeds in the pots. And then as the plant produces its first 2 to 3 leaves, 4 leaves, then they can put it in the ground. And you don't have to worry about throwing away or having plastic pots like lying around.
That is correct. That is correct. Completely renewable resource.
And so where would people find the Cowpots?
You can find Cowpots in your local lawn and garden centers, or you can always look online at summitchemical.com and through other online retail outlets.
That's wonderful. And so let's talk about your gardening. You say you love container gardens, but you have a brown thumb. How does that work?
Well, I seem to be very good at picking plants and planting them, but unfortunately, because I travel so often, I think sometimes they get a little bit neglected, and that's just, I guess, an occupational hazard.
Yes, yes, I understand that well, yes. And so what do you like to grow in your containers?
It really just depends. You know, for summertime, I like to have a nice variety of color.
Mm-hmm.
I planted some petunias this summer that did fairly well. They're a fairly hardy plant, I would say, and I get a lot of sun. So petunias would be one thing. I've had some luck with some geraniums some years, but really anything that offers some nice color and is just a little bit of fun.
That's wonderful. Well, you're traveling all across the country. How often do you travel?
I travel typically, seasonally it can vary, but I am probably on an airplane at least once a month. And, you know, out in various parts of the state. So I get to see a lot of fun folks and experience a lot of different climates throughout the year.
Excellent. That's wonderful. So Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, the products, you can find them in nurseries and in independent garden centers and then online too as well. Again, I think the mosquito bits and dunks and also the green armor is going to be important for the next few months because we're going to see a big mosquito population from this explosion from this, right?
With respect to Helene and some of the damage that it's caused, yes. Unfortunately, you know, these big storms leave behind large areas of standing water, and that is just ripe for female mosquitoes to come in and breed.
It is, and it's going to be an issue. And we've seen disease issues with it, too, as well. People are getting bitten by mosquitoes with dengue fever and encephalitis that we've never seen before.
That is correct. We are seeing sort of an increase in some of those mosquito-borne diseases. And so controlling the population before they're old enough to bite is very, very important. It helps prevent the spread of disease.
So one more time, Heather, thank you for joining us, and I hope to have you back on often. And where can people find Summit Responsible Solutions products, and what is your website?
Our website is www.summitchemical.com. And again, you can find us locally in garden centers and home improvement stores.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Heather. You have a great, great morning, great weekend. Enjoy that beautiful 70-degree weather, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, hon.
I actually like the Green Armor, and I know that they are a sponsor of the show, but I mean, I spend my own money, so I don't get it for free. So
right.
For me to say that I actually like this Green Armor, I've sprayed my boots and stuff for me working with the turkeys, and I've seen less mosquitoes getting through and getting to me. So I love it. I buy it myself, and I do recommend it.
It's a great product, but I'm just thinking of all those people who are working outside, cutting down trees. And it's just going to get worse over the next, because we still have about 2.5 months of warm temperatures where it's not going to be enough to kill the mosquitoes. So they're going to be hatching and laying eggs, and we're just going to see that mosquito explosion.
Yep, so get your Summit Responsible Solutions now. Get them bits out in your yard.
That's it, exactly. So thank you to Heather Stickney. She is National Sales Marketing Director for Summit Responsible Solutions. And we're going to be back. It's time to take your phone calls and text your messages, your gardening questions, 1-888-455-LAWNS, or you can text 23680. Be right back. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you know someone who loves to garden or has a question or is new to the state, let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens every Saturday morning here, 7 to 9 a.m. If you only get 1 hour of it on Sundays, ask your station if you'd like to hear the whole show. We'd love to do that. Or if your station doesn't play Better Lawns and Gardens, go ahead and
wait.
They only get an hour of it.
That's which one do they select?
I don't know. They only get 1 hour.
Just listen. Listen to our podcast. If they do that, you know, one call and complain. And then don't call us. Don't call that 800 number.
Right.
Call your local station that you're listening to it on. Call and complain to the program director that you want to listen to both hours. But you can also, you know, download any type of podcast situation and just search Better Lawns or go to betterlawns.com. And we post them all there. So
that's true. And then go to our Facebook page, and we will post them there too as well. You'll hear both shows and things. So 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Eileen, how did you do with Helene?
I was up all night.
Poor thing. I'm so sorry.
Thunder and lightning. And the pouring rain, but we did fine. There was a lot of branches that came down. But other than that, there was nothing. But I just didn't like the thunder and the lightning.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I appreciate that. But I have to tell you, Eileen, I love thunder and lightning. Good lightning storm. I love it. It's very, very thrilling to me.
Well, I like it too, but not with not with that kind of storm.
No, no. So did you get a lot of rain with it?
Oh, tons of rain. It has been raining here every single day, and now we're going to get a deluge.
Yeah, now we've got a couple of storms coming that's going to bring some more rain to the to the states.
We're thrilled.
Yeah.
We don't need any more rain.
No, not right now. Just be kind of interspersed, you know, a little bit. Because, you know, in Florida right now, let's see, October, we're only supposed to get 2.7 inches of rain during October.
I know.
And next week, we're going to be getting anywhere from 3 to 10 inches, depending on where you are in the state.
Well, we're in the middle of the state towards, we're by Lakeland.
Yes, yes.
Yes, so, but anyway, I wanted to comment to you that I thought you didn't like me anymore since I didn't get your newsletter.
Oh, no, 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 no.
It did. So you've been delinquent.
I am delinquent. I just didn't want to pressure my editor, and it will be coming out this week, so you will be getting it this weekend.
Well, I looked it up, but I didn't see anything about Lizzie's garden.
No, not yet. She is, we've got that coming, so.
Yeah, you forgot about your stepchild there.
Well, it's more about turkeys right now. I'm just waiting to see if, I'm just trying to think of how you can cook a 30-pound turkey. What kind of size oven do you need for a 30-pound turkey?
Good luck.
They're all doing well. Well, I'm glad you fared okay. And yes, we are getting a lot of rain. So you don't have an irrigation sprinkler system, right? If I can remember.
No, I am the irrigation.
You are. Yes. So you can take the next 2 weeks off. You'll be just fine.
I have taken the month off.
There you go. There you go.
We don't need any more rain.
You're very good. That's wonderful. So thank you for checking in with us, Eileen. All right. And if you have a gardening question or a comment, let me know how you did during the storm. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680. Again, those of you in South Florida, just go ahead and just enjoy the weather. You know, catch up on some good book reading. You don't need to be working in your gardens. We're going to get plenty, plenty of rain. Let's go to Eric in Mount Dora. Good morning, Eric. How can I help you?
How you doing? I've got 7 camellias that are about 20 years old, varying in height anywhere from 3 feet to 8 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting different things with different plants. Some of them, the edges are eat out of them. Some of them, there's holes in the middle of the leaf.
Mm-hmm.
But predominantly, it's a brown spot that's on the leaf.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of them is the leaves are very yellow versus green.
Okay.
I've been spraying it every 7 to 10 days with copper fungicide and neem oil.
Okay.
I don't know if there's anything else I need to do.
Okay, so one, I would check your pH. Okay, check the pH of your soil because they really love acidic, soil conditions, soil pH. So it's good. It should be right around 5.5. And then when was the last time you fertilized them?
This spring.
This spring. And did you use an acidic fertilizer or just a regular fertilizer?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I use camellias.
Okay. Excellent. That would be my only thing. So you could do a soil test, see what's going on. What time of the day do you irrigate at?
Real early morning.
How early?
Before light.
Okay. But is it like 5 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
6 o'clock in the morning.
6 o'clock in the morning. Well, that's a good time to water. So, I just think that we've had some rain issues that will cause the fungus. So, I would just keep up the preventative fungicide on them, as needed, okay, and give them, they're ready for another dose of fertilizer. So I would do that probably mid-month and okay, see how they're doing. So a lot of times, too, you say, are they different heights, different varieties?
Yes.
They might just...
Different parts of the yard, too.
Well, I bet it's gorgeous, though.
Yeah, they're pretty.
Yeah. Once they bloom. Once they bloom. Do you know what kind of varieties of camellias you have?
Oh, boy. Sure don't. I got it written down somewhere.
You do? Okay, well, it's...
Yeah, I knew an old man in Orange City up near Ocala that had 300 of them. His name was Smith.
And you got them from him. Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, well,
yeah,
you know...
Well, thank you. I enjoy your program.
You're welcome, Eric. Thank you. Let's just wait and see how they do. I would just give them a little bit of break, keep up the fungicide, and just cut off the parts that are, you know, being eaten. I think that'll be just fine.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Sometimes you got to see these in person, and but also, too, you know, sometimes the issue is just not so much. You can just cut it off and not worry about it anymore. Plants, you know, the leaves do die. But if it's not a big issue, you know, you can go ahead and do it. We're going to be back with more of your phone calls, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me 23680. This is Teresa Watkins, Florida's Yard. And here we go. It's going to be that kind of morning. Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We still have time for your phone call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Let's go to another Eileen in Stewart. Good morning, Eileen. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'm wondering how and when and how do I properly thin out my bird of paradise?
Okay. So has it bloomed recently?
Yes, it bloomed late. I had called about a month ago and a little over that and asked, was something wrong with it? Because it was healthy, but I had no blooms. And your thought was because we had a very dry spring, and you were obviously right, because after that it bloomed beautifully.
It was just a little late getting started there.
Yes. Yes, but now I still have the blooms. They're dying off. I don't know what my next step is. Do I wait till the blooms fall off, or do I trim them myself?
Okay, so let's talk about this. So so how big is it? If you could give me a diameter, is it 4 feet, 5 feet, 3 feet, 2 feet?
I'd say between 4 and 5. Like 4 feet. It's a nice size to cover a big window.
Wonderful. And is it okay, that size? I mean, it's going to get a little bit bigger, but it shouldn't get too much bigger.
Yes, it is okay. It's not overgrowing onto any of my other landscaping areas. So, yes, it fills the area in very nicely.
Okay, fine. So then all you need to do is wait until the bloom is... It's brown, or as much as you can tolerate it. When it looks really bad and you're saying it's got to go, just clip it at the bottom and take it out, and that's all you need to do.
Okay.
Okay. So as they start to decline, just clip them, and then you can go ahead and at the end of the month, mid-month, you can go ahead and fertilize it again before wintertime, and it should bloom for you beautifully next year as well.
Okay, if I were to trim it, though, like just around the circumference of it at the bottom, I would trim it at the very bottom.
At the very bottom. If you want to take some leaves off, yes, go ahead and trim it at the bottom. What I don't want you to do is I don't want you to divide it or, you know, to split it in any way, because what that's going to do is it's going to delay the blooming for probably 3 to 5 years.
I see.
So bird of paradises like to be very crowded. They like their root systems to be very, very dense. So if you dig into the ground and remove any of that root system, it's probably going to delay any more blooming for a little while. So if you want to just clip the leaves on the top, that's fine. but I don't want you to touch the root ball. It seems to be pretty happy where it is.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I certainly appreciate your help, and I love your show.
Thank you so much, Eileen. I think you probably have a beautiful display. I would love to see it. So I appreciate you listening.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye. And please, if you've got beautiful flowers out there that you're really proud of, we have several that send us regular photographs, like Mike in Venice and Beverly. They send us our flowers, and we just love to see them. You can post them on our Facebook page. You can send it to our Facebook page. We'd love it. Now, if you're driving around Florida, you're going to start to see a little flower popping up in medians in the grass areas. You may be seeing it in your lawns around your HOA, around your communities. And it's a little white, little kind of lavender flower in the grass. It doesn't get very tall. And this is called Florida Snow. It is a broadleaf weed. It's not supposed to be as attractive as it is because it's called a weed, but I love it. I just think it's beautiful. It's a ground cover. It likes to blanket the lawn as we start to get cooler temperatures, and I think the rain has bringing some of it out a little bit. But it is called Florida Pusley. Yeah, P-U-S-L-E-Y. Could there be a worse word for it? You know, Pusley. Oh, that's Pusley. And I always think of Pusley on the Addams Family.
Pugsley.
It's Pugsley. That's right.
That's okay. Close enough.
But Florida Pusley, and it's really very, very aggressive. So it can take over your whole yard. But you only see the flowers for a few weeks, and then it's gone again. And so it produces very quickly seeds. So in a matter of just a few weeks, you could go from having a little patch of it to a whole lawn of it. And so what should you be doing? Well, you want to mow it frequently so it doesn't go to seed, and then bag your clippings. Okay, that's going to prevent it from re-sowing itself. And when it re-sows, it's not going to pop up again until next year. So this is a seasonal weed. And you can also put down pre-emergent to keep it from even germinating. And you'd have to do that. You know, I would start to do it now. If you got it last year and you haven't seen it yet, you're going to see it. So putting down a pre-emergent herbicide will stop the seeds from germinating. Or you can just use an herbicide, a post-emergent broadleaf herbicide that will keep it down. And those are your options. Mowing it may be your best option, and just keeping it from spreading. And that would mean that you would need to clip it. And so prevention is always better than a cure. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680. We just want to say, a big thank you to all our listeners out there. And thank them. Oh, yeah. So did we get? Oh, wonderful. We have, let's see, Joe in New Smyrna Beach. She said, good morning. She heard our conversation on okra.
Uh-huh.
She loves it raw. And yes, I agree with you. It is good raw. Chopped up in salads is good. Or dipped in whatever you like to eat your celery and carrots with, except maybe peanut butter. And so when you go by Quality Green Specialist Nursery and get the okra there that he's giving away, you want to make sure that you can take some ranch dressing, or if you like peanut butter, you can take peanut butter to enjoy your okra with. So then a big thanks to Howie too. Howie's listening in, and so he's got Ken. So let's see. Let me refresh this and see what she's saying.
Yeah, we have says, Teresa, whenever you say we can be planting now, do you mean from seed or transplant? Thanks, Pinky from Port Orange.
Okay, great. Yeah, my screen did not rejuvenate. So, yes, you can do seeds and transplants. Okay, so what can you be planting from for your flowers right now? You can be planting African daisies, alyssum from seed right now. You could be doing black-eyed Susans, blue days, calendulas, but also your marigolds and zinnias you can be doing from seeds right now. So either or, transplants or seeds is good right now. That's a great question. Thank you, Pinky, for listening. Purslane is growing underneath the clear plastic of my attempt to solarize a plant bed. Does this mean my solarization is not done properly? Yes. It means it did not stick. So it's got to be sealed all the way around. You want to make sure that it's airtight and that it's getting enough sunlight. So, you know, if you want to send me pictures, I can kind of look at it and see what went wrong. That would be great. Linda in Zone 8B said, I would love to grow lavender in several pots in my screened-in eastern side of my house back porch. I understand it's very hard to grow. Help. Yes, it's not going to do well in your screened-in area, I'm sorry to say. It likes full sun. It likes dry conditions. And it's screened-in area. You're going to see a lot of disease, and it's not going to thrive, sorry to say. Mike in Melbourne, Florida. Most flowers and plants that I purchase from the nurseries are from other countries. I'm curious if other country nurseries sell plants from North America. Well, I will tell you that we do send a lot. We export a lot to Canada, and we grow plants there. So that's a great question. I'll find out more and let you know. I don't think we sell plants to other countries outside of North America. And Linda said, it's also a good time to plant milkweed outside and also some in my pots. Not in your back porch area, but outside. Yes, Linda, you can plant outside right now. Milkweed out there as well, too. I'd like to thank Heather Stickney for coming on. We had a little bit of issue with her phone call, but she's going to be on with us more often, and I'm looking forward to talking with her. She's a great, great knowledgeable on pest issues and her products, Summit Responsible Solutions. This is a time to get these products right now because we're going to see mosquito explosion, and you want to be prepared for that. Also, a big thank you to Dana Venrick for Quality Green Specialist Nursery for coming on this morning and talking. If you missed any of today's show, it's going to be up in podcast. You can see it, you can hear it on betterlawns.com and on iHeartRadio, and we'll be posting it on our Facebook page. Thank you, Lizzie. I'm so glad to have you. You're just wonderful. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Remember, you can go back and you can catch all that you've missed on betterlawns.com. That's betterlawns.com.